inshallah. Okay? But right now, you should be ready to, you know, work hard as much as you can. There are only 14 lessons left. You have come a long way. And if you reflect on what you have learned in this last 6 months, brothers and sisters, you have learned a lot. You came here with nothing, and you learned a lot. Now, do you want to give up? No, brothers and sisters, work hard. Do not become lazy. Work hard, brothers and sisters. No excuses, huh? No excuses. Just work hard, brothers and sisters. So, you will always say, Lau hafimtinai limtinai. This is a technical grammar term. Laula hafimtinai li wujud. Brother, what is wujud? Huh? Wajada wujud. Something which is found. Okay? Which is present. Which is present. Okay, brothers and sisters. After lau, la, muftada will come. What will come? Muftada. Now, we are all very strong in muftada. Whenever I say muftada will come, I see smiles on your faces. Because it's easy. We will understand it. Where is muftada, brother? Fadlu. Fadlu only. Wahuwa mudaf. Where is mudaf ilayhi? Where is our khabar? Where is our khabar? The khabar is daiman mahzuf. Ma daiman mahzuf. If there is a mubtada, then the khabar will be always mahzuf. And what will that khabar be? What is the khabar? Mawjudun. And that will be my zuf, brother. Khabarun. Khabarun. Khabarun mawjudun. Are you with me? Always. Okay, now brothers and sisters, alayhim is jar majrur. The same rules. Allamu waqiyatun fi jawab. Where is the jawab? Matu. Where is the jawab? Matu. So lam came. When will lam come? If there is no negation. If there is a negation, then the lam won't come. Now this is also a rule we have to remember. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If you will read the sentences, keeping these rules in mind, it's very easy. And you will become very strong. Inshallah. So, la matu came. Now, brothers and sisters, the jawab of laula will always be, are you listening, Sister Maimuna, Sister Maina? The jawab of laula will always be fi'l madi. Will always be fi'l madi. See? Laula harfu imtina'i li wujud. Fadlu mubtada. Wahuwa mudaf. Allahi mudaf ilayhi. Where is the khabar? Mahzuf. What is the taqdiruhu? Mawjudun. And then la allamu fi jawab al-shart. Waqiyatun fi jawab al-shart. And where is the jawab? Matu. What is matu? Fi'al madi. Fi'al madi. Mabniun ala damma. Where is the file? Al-waw. Where is the file? Al-waw. But these things are simple and easy. I hope you will remember it. There is nothing that cannot be understood. Because we have been doing this thing all along for the past few months. Where is the file? What is the fail? The only thing, if you are strong in your conjugation, you will have no difficulties. Fine. Did you understand this, brothers and sisters? Now we come to the number 9. لولا فضل الله عليهم لماتوا. لولا page number 190 193. لولا, what is لولا؟ حرف امتناع لوجود, وتدل على امتناع جواب, وتدل على and it directs you to, indicates you to impossibility of the jawab. Inshallah. Li wujudi shart, because of the presence of the shart. And which is, what is the shart? Fadlullah. It is your shart. It is present. That is why the jawab becomes impossible. It will not materialize. It will not take place. It will not happen. It will not occur. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Here is another beautiful example. Lawla al-hawa'u. What is the meaning of this? Lawla al-hawa'u. If there were no air. Or we can say in English, but for the air. What will you say? But for the air. What would have happened? لَهَلَكَ النَّاسُ. The people would have perished. They would have died. Did the people die? Why? Because the hawa is mawjood. Are you with me? Why the people did not perish? Why? Because the hawa is mawjood. So لَوْلَا, what will you say? لَوْلَا هَرْفُ امْتِنَاءِ لِوُجُودِ. Fine, brothers and sisters. And what is الْهَوَاءُ? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? What is that khabar? Mawjudun. Mawjudun is your khabar. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And then the lam has come because the jawab is affirmative. There is no negation. Okay, brothers and sisters? Halaka, Sister Maimuna, halaka fi'l madi. Remember, the verb in the jawab has to be madi. And what is a nasu? What is a nasu, brother Hassan? Halaka nasu? File. File. Got to understand this, brother. Inshallah. That is to say, wujid al hawa'u, the hawa is found. Are you with me? Falam yahlakin nasu, so the people did not perish. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now remember the next thing, brother. Watayati lawma aidan bihadal ma'ana. So you can have lawla or lawma. Same meaning. Hafimtinai li wujudin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters, inshallah? Al-ismul waqi'u, the verb which is occurring, al-waqi'u, occurring, ba'daha, after it, what is it? Mubtada. Hudhifa khabruhu, the khabar is omitted. Okay? Walawla hawa'u, taqdiruhu, لولا الهواء موجود. Brother, highlight موجود. Do something about موجود. So that when you revise, you understand. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? But for the air, that is what you will say, brothers and sisters. Okay. وَقَدْ تَعْتِي بَعْدَهَا. And وَقَدْ تَعْتِي. تَعْتِي is مُدَارِيَة. And قَدْ has come. Means, maybe. It can. قَدْ تَعْتِي بَعْدَ أَنَّ. Instead of مُبْتَدَى, أَنَّ will come. And if أَن comes, what comes after it? وَاسْمُهَا وَخَبْرُهَا. It is possible. نَحْو. لَوْلَا أَنَّنِي مَرِيدٌ لَسَافَرْتُ. What is the translation? But for the fact that I am sick, I would have traveled. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? But for the fact I am sick, I would have traveled. Now in this case, there is no room for khabar being mazuf. It does not apply here. The khabar mazuf will only apply if there is a mubtada. Is there any mubtada here? No, brothers and sisters. What do we have after lawla? Anna. Min akhwatu inna. And if anna comes, then we have ism. Is there an ism? Yes, ya mutakallam. Is there a khabar? Yes, there is a khabar. And then lam came. Why? Jawab. Is there any negation? No, the lam has to come. And what is the verb, Sister Maimuna? Madi. La safartu. I would have traveled. Alhamdulillah. You understood, inshallah, brothers and sisters? No, I forgot one word, brother. La safartu ma'aka. I would have traveled with you. Remember, I forgot ma'a. So the meaning is, I would have traveled with you. But for the fact that I am sick, I would have traveled with you. Well, inshallah, you got it, brothers and sisters? Okay. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, you understood the concept of lawla. And so we are not reading the key. It's very easy for you to now follow the key, inshallah. But you will always remember, in the case of law and lawla, you will start with the second thing, with the jawab. In the case of law, the second thing did not happen because the first thing did not happen. In lawla, the second thing did not happen because the first thing was present. That's the difference, inshallah. You will always start with the second. You will always start with the jawab. Okay? And then come to the shart. What is the next sentence, brother? Wa jawabuhal musbatu. What is musbatu? Affirmative. Yaktarinu billam. Then it is connected with lam. If the jawab is affirmative, then it is connected with lam. Nahu. Here is the Quran, brother. Law la antum, the kuffar. Brother, will blame others. The people will blame on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. What they will say? Lawla antum lakunna mu'mineen. If you were not there, we would have been mu'mins, you know. They will say. Okay? So this is from Quran. Okay, brother, let us analyze. Lawla harf imtina'i li wujud. See, antum, what is antum? Mubtada. Are you with me? Damirun munfasilun. Marfu. Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Mawjudun. Khabar is mawjudun. Lakunna mu'min. We would have been mu'min. If you had not been present, we would have been mu'min. But you were present and you misguided us. We went astray. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Lakunna. I ask you, what is kunna? Brother Muhammad, what is kunna? No. Brother, okay, Abir, what is kunna? Kana, mashallah, kana. Excellent. So what is it? Fi'al-madi. Remember, jawab has to be fi'al-madi. Kunna. Okay. Kana, kanu, kanat, kanata, kunna, kunta, kuntuma, kuntum, kunti, kuntuma, kuntunna, kuntu, kunna. So where is ismu kana? Na. And where is the khabar kana? Mominina. What is this mominina? Jama, muzakkar, salam. In what condition it is? Mansoon. Khabar kana mansoon. So mominuna became mominina. So how will you define mominina? Khabar kana mansubun wa alamatu nasbihi aliyahu liannahu jama mudhakar salim. Brothers and sisters, these things should come to us now, quickly, in our mind. And if you will work hard, what shall I tell you? You will become masters, and you are going to enjoy it. You will become experts, and you are going to enjoy saying these things and understanding these things, inshallah. So the actual sentence is, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ مَوْجُودٌ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ هَاءَ أَمْسِلَةً أُخْرَى. Take more examples. Li lawla. For lawla. Lawla l'ikhtibaru. What is lawlbaru? What is ikhtibaru? Muftada. What is it? Examination. What is it now, ikhtibar? Master from form 8. What is the verb? Ikhtabara yakhtabiru. Ikhtibar. Examination. But for the examination, you will say, or you can also say, had it not been for the examination, or you can say, but for the examination, ma hadartu al yawm. But there is no la, lam here. Why? Because it's negation. There is no need for lam. Ma hadartu. Translation, brother, had it not been for the examination, I would not have attended. Find them. I attended because there is examination. Laula shamsu maujudun. But for the sun, lahalakatil ardu. Translation, brother. If it had not been for the sun, the earth would have perished. Are you with me? So look at the jawab. Lam came because it is no negation here, affirmation. And halaka is the verb madi. And halakatish, tautanisi. And where is the file? Al-ardu. The file is al-ardu. Very good version. What is this, brothers and sisters? Lawla al-hayau labakayna. What is this, brother? What is haya? What is haya? What do you call haya in English? Shame. Shyness. Modesty. It is also modesty. Lawla al-hayau labakayna. What is the translation? But for the modesty, we would have wept. So lam came, brother. And what kind of a verb is it? Madi. Baka yabki. Bakaina. So lawla al-hayau mawjudun. La bakaina. Okay. I have a very beautiful example to give you. My teacher had when this thing came, he knew I used to enjoy poetry. So he gave me an Arabic poetry, a very old Arabic poetry. I'm going to write it, brother. You are going to like it, inshallah. Lawla, now comes Anna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Lawla Anna. So, brother, where is the Ismu Anna? Ka. Where is Khabar? Mustajil. Laula annaka mustajilun. But for the fact you are in hurry, la the autuka ilal baiti. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Laula annaka mustajilun, la the autuka ilal baiti. I would have invited you to the house. But since you are busy, I'm not inviting you. And here, there's no case of khabar being mahzuf. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now let me write down this example, brother. Did you write it, brothers and sisters? Okay, brothers and sisters. Li Jariran. What is the meaning of Li Jariran? Jariran is the name of the poet. When you say Li, means he wrote it. Brothers and sisters, this is a goes to the time of the Khilafat of Umayyads. You know, the Arabic literature, brothers and sisters, and Arabic poetry is nothing new. It's 2,000 years old, maybe more than that. The art of poetry was so common and prevalent in the Arab society before the advent of Islam. Before the coming of Islam, the art of Arabic was very prevalent. Everybody knew the language very well. Everybody enjoyed it. And the poets were the elite of the society. And they were given honor as a special high positions in the society. So the present day English is only 500 years old, brother. But the rest of the world then copied the art of poetry from Arabs. There may be other cultures too with poetry, but Arabs were very much ahead of everybody. So brother and sisters, Jarir's wife died and he loved her very much. And he wrote many poetries in her honor. But in this he says, laulal hayau, had it not been for the modesty and shyness, la'adani istibaru. What is the meaning of la'adani istibaru? La'bakaitu alaika. I would have wept for you in front of everybody. You passed away and I kept quiet because I was shy to cry. Okay, brothers and sisters, la'ad. Now you have to tell me. Lau, harfu imtinai li wujud, al-hayau mubtada. Where is the khabar? Mahzuf, what is the meaning of that? موجودون. Okay. Then lamb came. Lamb is for jawab. No. Where is the jawab? Aada. Fi'l madi. Aada. What is the meaning of aada? Raja'a. Return. Aadani. Noon wikaya and ya mutakallim is your mafulun bihi. Ni is the author. I mean, ya mutakallim is the author. What is this, brother? Istiabar. What kind of a verb is this? At least you know it is form 10. You know it is master. And you know it is form 10. Mashallah. See, all these things help. Now, you knew it is form 10. You also knew it is master. But you did not know the meaning. This is going to be our status when we'll study Quran. We'll figure out everything. The only thing which will lack will be our vocabs. And then you have to go to the dictionary and find out the vocabs. And we have the word by word meaning of the Quran by Dr. Mohar Ali from England. And that helps you a lot. It's just masterpiece, brothers and sisters. So, brothers and sisters, I write here. What is the meaning of istabara? To cry. To cry. So, what will be the istibar? Bukaun. What will be? Bukaun. Baka. What will be the master? Bukaun. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, lawlal haya la'adani istibaru. Means the crying would come. I would be weeping openly for you. Had it not been for the modesty and shyness, I would have wept for you openly in front of everybody. But I don't do that. Wala zurtu kabraki. Wazurtu kabraki. Again, brothers and sisters, vow has come. So, atf. And what is la? Again, it ma'tuf on ala, the first one. Law lal hayau la zurtu kabraki. Had it not been for the shyness and modesty, I would visit your grave and cry there for you. See the purity of love. The purity and innocence of the love. No vulgarness. La zurtu. So in other words, la zurtu is mautufun ala la aada. Are you with me, brother and sister? La zurtu kabraki. Wal habibu yuzaru. What is al habibu? Here, al habib means mahbub. What is it? Al-Habib means Mahbub. And the Mahbub is visited. You know, it is normal for a person to visit the loved ones. Are you with me? Now even, you know, it is normal to visit your Mahbub, the loved one, but I don't visit. Why? Because of the Haya. Are you with me? So Al-Habibu, brother, it applies to Muannas and Muzakkar together. And it means here, Al-Habib means Bima'ana Ismu Maful, Mahbub. You can write down, Bima'ana Mahbub.
Buka, buka,
Mukaun. Yes. Sorry. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Do you got the idea? This is a nice poem. Inshallah, you will. Yuzaru is majhul. Huh? You know, it is visited. Okay. It is normal that the loved ones are visited. The loved one is visited. Okay? Inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters. Now we move forward. I hope you liked it. I really loved it. This is a very beautiful poem, inshallah. Laulal ilmu. Now you got to fill in the blanks. Brothers and sisters, Akmil ma yali, complete the following. What is it, brothers and sisters? Laulal ilmu. What would you say now? Lakunna jahileen. Lakunna jahileen. We would have been jahils, ignorance. But for the knowledge, we would have been ignorant. Well, now you can say anything you want, huh, brother? You want to say something else? You can say that. You can also say, brother and sister, laulal ilmu la jahilan nasu. La jahilan nasu. The mankind would be ignorant, brother. Very beautiful sentence. Now see, now the exercises are here. What does it mean? You got to do it. You got to write it. You got to work on it. Because it is important for us to do these things and get stronger. Lawla al-Islamu. What would happen, brother? Ladalla al-Nasu. Mankind would have gone astray. Ladannan nasu, ladallan nasu. Dallan nasu. Got the idea, brothers and sisters, inshallah? Now comes laula annaka maridun. But for the fact that you are sick, la da'awtuka ila bayti. Lawla annal barda shadidun. See, now an comes with ism and khabar. Lawla annal barda shadidun. What would happen? Yes, mashallah. Lazhabna ila suki. Lazhabna ila suki. Yes. Alhamdulillah. See, now it is coming to you. You know, the answers are coming to you, inshallah. Is it correct, brother and sister? You got it? A good understanding here? What is next one, brother? Next one is halwa puri. What is next one? Halwa puri. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Man hazar rajulu. What is haza? And what is rajulu? Man hazar rajulu. Here, man is a khabar. And haza is muftida. Huh? Okay, man is a ismu istifham. Here it is khabar. Man hazar rajulu. Your answer will be hazar rajulu. So that indicates that the hazar is muftada. Muftada in the first sentence and muftada in the second sentence as your answer. Man hazar rajulu mudarrisun. This man is a teacher. Fine. So man hazar rajulu haza muftada and what is rajulu? Badal. Now, brother and sister, manar rajulu haza. Now, what is haza? Not. Now, haza is a not. Now, haza is a not. Got the idea, brother and sisters? That's it. That's your lesson. Okay? Man Ibrahimu haza. So, haza is a not. Haza huna natun li Ibrahim. Yakunus musharati natan izabaka badal alam. If it occurs after the proper noun. Aw muarraf bil idafati. What is the meaning of muarraf? Ma'rifa. This is muarraf is here. Ism maf'ul. Ism maf'ul. Or it becomes definite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Bil idafati. Now, let us see. We know, brothers and sisters, that mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Okay, mudaf becomes definite if the mudaf ilayhi is definite. And remember, haza is definite. If haza comes as a nat, then manut has to be definite. And in mudaf, you don't see the sign of anything being definite. There is no al there in mudaf. So how do we know mudaf is definite? Because if the mudaf ilayhi is definite, then we know mudaf is also definite. So this is the meaning of it. Aw muarraf bil idafati. Now, man hamidun haza. So haza is your nat. Arini sataki hadhihi. Are you with me? Arini sataki hadhihi. Brothers and sisters, look at it carefully. Ari amar. Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hadhfi harfi illa. Fa'il mustatir takdiruhu anta. And what is this? Nunu wikaya. And ya mutakallam, what will I call it? Mafulun bihi number one. Mafulun bihi number one. Sa'ata. Mafulun bihi number two. Wa huwa mudaf. And ka is mudaf ilayhi. Now tell me, brothers and sisters, is sa'ata definite or indefinite? Why? I don't see al. Ka, zamir, damirs are all definite. Remember, all pronouns are definite. This thing we must always remember. All pronouns are definite. Whether it is ismu ishara or ismu mausula, or it is damir munfasil, damir muttasil, all of them are definite. So in other words, sa'ata is definite. So the nath has to be definite. Is hazihi definite? Yes, it is definite. So what is hazihi? Is a nath for sa'ata. Inshallah, fine. Liman jawazut safari haza. Whose passport is this? Okay, so haza is, brother and sister, what is haza? Nath. Nath for what? Jawaz. Bas, that's all. One more example. A maftuhatun ghurfatul mudarisina tilka. Tilka. What is the meaning of tilka here, brother and sister? It's a nath. Nath for what? Ghurfat. Are you with me? Ghurfatu. Translation, brother? Is that of the teachers open? Okay, brothers and sisters? Now remember, whether man hazar rajulu, man rajulu hazar, translation will, in English translation, it will not change, brother. But only because Arabic grammar is very specific. When you write a sentence number one, then haza is mubadal minhu. What is it? From where the badal comes. And what is in the second sentence, hadha, is enough. But translation-wise, it will remain same. Fine, brothers and sisters. With Tanzili now comes Quran, brothers and sisters. See, this knowledge of ours will help us to understand Quran. What is it, brother? Idhab bi kitabi hadha. What is the meaning of idhab bi kitabi hadha? Go with my book. Or take my book. Okay? Go with the letter. Okay? Here it is, go with the letter. Brother, this is, go with the letter. It's not a book here. It's go with a letter. Go with my letter. How will you say? Go with a letter of mine. Okay? Wa alki ilayhim. What is alki? Brother Hassan, what is alki? We got to know it, brother. We must know it. Okay? Let me ask, I'll ask Sister Aisha. She's very quiet. Sister Aisha, what is alki? She answered, what is it? Amar, mashallah, mashallah. Now tell me the verb and the form. Alka, form for mashallah. Brother, this is the way we should be strong now. And if we are weak, what is the solution? Just conjugate. Do your conjugation as much as you can, brother. So, brother, alka yulki and the amar will be alki. And what is this ha after alki? Mafulun bihi. But it is a silent, you know. Okay? We are going, you know how sakti, silent ha. Okay? When you stop at some place, then you make it silent, brother. Ilayhim. Thumma, and then tawalla. What is this tawalla? Sister Madina? Form 5, mashallah, mashallah. And what is this? Amar. What is the verb? Tawalla. What is it? Tawalla. Ya tawalla. Make it amar. Tawalla. Tawalla. No, brothers and sisters, I've been repeating it for a long time. Strong, the more strong you are in verb, you are going to enjoy the Quran, study of Quran and everything. Otherwise, you will be struggling. And this course will make you very strong if you work hard, brothers and sisters. Okay? The ball is in your court. You take it and make a good use of it, brothers and sisters. Thumma tawalla, and then turn. Turn from them. Then return from them. Fine, brother and sister. Fil hadisi qala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam la'alli la ahujju ba'da ami hadha. Why is this hadith has come here? Because to tell us that hadha is a Naat. Is it clear, brother? Hadha is a naat. Naat for what? Ami. For the year. Fine. Number 11, brothers and sisters. Number 11 is lima. Hadhi hausat. This is a silent ha, brother. Wa yuta bihi fil waqfi. And it is brought when you stop at reading, brother. Kama fi qawli ta'ala. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. It is brought when you stop, then it becomes silent. Brother. Fine, brother and sister. إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ ayatani. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inna shamsa wal kamara ayatani. La yankasifani. Adamiru fi yankasifani. What is the damir in yankasifani, brothers and sisters? What is the damir? Aleph. Huma. Huh? Damir is aleph, which is fire. But brother, it says yankasifani. That is muzakkar. Are you with me? That is muzakkar. So, what happens, brothers and sisters? That we have a shams, inna shamsa, which is muannas, wal kamara, which is muzakkar, and you use the verb muzakkar. Why? That is the rule in Arabic language, and it is called at-taghlib. Taghlib. What is taghlib? Mastar. What is the verb? Ghallaba. Yughallibu. Taghlib. What is the meaning of taghlib, brothers and sisters? You treat the combination of the word muannas and muzakkar as muzakkar. What is it, brothers and sisters? To treat a combination of masculine and feminine elements as muzakkar. Write it down, brother.